In his report to the city council on December 19th, city manager Steve Giesbrecht highlighted an increasing rate of dismissals among criminal cases in Petersburg over the past several years. He called the issue troubling.
In 2005, the DA's office dismissed, about 18% of the cases. In 2010, it was up to 30%. And several members of the city council, as well as the chief, went down and met with them, and we were promised a little better results. Year to date, in 11, it's up to 38% dismissal rate. So it really hasn't got any better.
Giesbrecht said those numbers did not include some plea bargains that he said were not to the benefit of the community. Petersburg's police department statistics for 2011 show most of the dismissed charges, roughly 60 counts, were misdemeanors. Some of those involved allegations of underage drinking and furnishing alcohol to minors, disorderly conduct, theft, violating conditions of parole, and fourth-degree assault. According to the department data, the state dismissed about a half dozen local felony charges this past year involving alleged drug use, theft, and third-degree assault. The statistics show some cases dismissed entirely, while others were apparently resolved with reduced charges. Giesbrecht said he had asked officials with the district attorney's office to come to Petersburg to talk with locals about the issue.
After a series of emails, it became pretty clear they have no interest in coming to visit us at this point.
Giesbrecht acknowledged the DA only had a small staff of three prosecutors in Juneau, and that office is responsible for covering a very large area, most of northern southeast except for Sitka.
They are too busy, but that's not, I hate to say it this way, it's not really our problem. It's an issue where I think, to use the great example, when I suggested that before they dismiss a case or plea bargain it, that they call and talk to the chief and, is there additional evidence we can get? Is there a reason why we don't want it plea bargained? The response we heard was, well, in an ideal world, they would do that, but they just don't have time.
However, Giesbrecht said the ideal is how business should be conducted. He emphasized that the city wanted a two-way conversation so the DA's office can understand Petersburg's concerns and Petersburg can be informed about problems with a case. Communication is a big concern for Police Chief Jim Agner as well. Agner said the DA's office does not contact him to let him know if there's something lacking in a local investigation.
Frankly, we don't usually find out till they're dismissed except through the court. The court tells us after the fact.
The issue prompted Councillor Don Koenigs to encourage the council to go up the chain of command.
To me, it's just horrible, and we should endeavor, whether it's as council members going to the AML meeting or figuring out a way that we can put a fire within the system, whether it's a letter to the governor, a letter to the judicial system within the state, and say, we need help. This is not working. People are not being served. Justice is not being served.
Koenigs suggested staff draft a letter for the mayor and council to send to the governor's office, and Councillor Mark Jensen said they should make reference to the meeting Petersburg officials had earlier with the DA's office.
We were assured that something would change. Councillor Braun was there. I was there. Councillor Haverlick was there along with the chief, and evidently it was just lip service.
Prosecutors have to consider several factors in pursuing or dismissing a case, according to District Attorney David Brower, who says he will soon be contacting city officials to talk about the local concerns. Asked about the issue in an interview with KFSK, Brower said there could always be better communication between his office and the police department. He says there was at least one case in Petersburg where his office sent police a memo for more information and it went unanswered for some time.
I'm not saying that that's because they got the memo and ignored it. I'm thinking maybe it went to someone who didn't pass it on, and I don't know if there was follow-up or not, but on occasion, these things happen. We don't generally like to dismiss cases without having some input, but some cases, we resolve, and we don't, and perhaps not to the department's, thinking, liking that it got resolved in a different way than that they would have liked to have seen. But we have to make those determinations based on caseload, based on seriousness of cases, and based on the likelihood of prevailing at trial.
The three state prosecutors in Juneau are handling about 600 open cases from across northern southeast right now, according to Brower, who says they want to do the best for all the towns they serve.
We want to serve each community as best we can, and I believe we're doing that. Sometimes everyone doesn't agree. They don't agree with the way some of the things are handled, but we'll try to maybe in the, well, it's the new year, so it's nice to say we have a resolution, or at least to have better communication and try to have cases dealt with that everybody is satisfied with.
Meanwhile, Petersburg City staff are writing a letter of concern for the City Council to send to the Governor's office, and the Council will discuss it at its first meeting in January. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.